This is listener-supported public radio for music lovers. We are 88.5 FM for Southern California and beyond. We have an exceptional group in our studio for some live music this afternoon. They are known as Gems. It's Emily and Jessica and Sarah Margaret. Thank you so much for being here. And how is everybody feeling today?
So good.
Thank you for having us.
My pleasure. So it's not just the three of you. Who did you bring today?
We brought the gentleman.
I love that.
Thanks for that. We brought Adam Tressler on guitar, Tyler Carroll on bass, Kim V on keys, and Greg Sadler on drums.
And you guys got a show coming up next Tuesday, the 17th, at the Moroccan Lounge. The Gentlemen, will they be there well?
Yep. They'll be there. Yep. Ready for action.
The website is wearegems.com. Our listeners have heard the song Take Me Back on the air from time to time. It's important to note that this project, truly independent out of Southern California. There's no no corporate record label or anything involved, and we're happy to be a part of this trajectory. So we're going to get two songs, I guess, on the debut record, and then one song that is brand new, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Fantastic. So if you guys don't mind, how about a song, and then we'll catch up a little bit after that.
Sounds great.
All right, what'd you want to play first?
We're going to start with Take Me Back.
Cool. This is Gems live on the air on 88.5 FM.
Oh, wait, no, we're starting with Right on Time.
Hey, listen, whatever you feel like doing is fine.
Hey, live in action. This is Gems with Right on Time.
A full moon was swinging low. I walked out on the frozen road. Every sign told me to turn away, to say I'm done, but you were right on time. Through darkness I can see distant pathways, destinies. Thought I had to travel far, yet here I am and there you are.
Man, that's incredible. That's live music in our studio here on the Independent 88.5 FM. The project is known as Gems, and I'm holding in my hand a copy of the new record. The I guess it's a CD. You guys finally caved and printed CDs, didn't you? Because for a while there, it was only vinyl.
Yes. True.
What happened? True. Why'd you cave?
People demand. Were asking, actually. Yeah.
We didn't think there was going to be a demand, and there is. So.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
So you probably played a show, and a bunch of people came up to the merch table, and they were looking for CDs, right?
Yeah. We don't have a record player. Why didn't you print CDs?
Yeah. You can only say no so many times. Yeah. So.
Right. Well, you were nice enough to drop off the vinyl and the CD to us at the radio station today. The song we just heard called Right on Time, that's track 5 from the new Gems record. There have been incredible write-ups. Buzz Bands LA did a piece on you guys, and also the Bluegrass Situation. Mm-hmm. We hold them in high regard. There's even a Bluegrass Situation radio program here on the air early on a Sunday if anybody's up for that. You know, it's been said, you know, reading the bio and the stuff that's been printed about this band, two of you have been collaborating on some music for a number of years maybe, and then the third piece of the puzzle finally showed up, right?
Yeah.
How did this all come about, and when did you guys realize you had really something magical going on here?
Well, Emily and I, we made this mashup of these two songs, Stay and Animal, which you can look up. Stay Very On the Animal by Mike Snow. And it went viral. And it was like number one on Hype Machine for 3 days.
That was maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I think.
And we were like, oh, wait, maybe we should collaborate. This is cool. People like us.
Yeah.
And so we started, she sang back up for me, I sang back up for her, and we started doing shows together. And then I released my first album as a solo album. And I met Sarah Margaret right before I released my album.
Yeah.
Or like a year before, maybe.
Yeah.
And she came and sang a song with me at one of my shows, and everyone was like, your voices sound really good together. So I had her sing backup for me at one of my shows. So then we started touring for my project, but everyone was like, the three of you guys together are magic. And so then when I finished promoting that, we realized, okay, let's do things together.
Let's see where this goes.
And
yeah.
It's been so much more fruitful than we ever could have imagined.
Yeah. Yeah,
just having
really fun
and making music.
I love how the fact that early on there was a sort of a grassroots thing happening where you just put a song on the internet and then people started taking notice, and then all of a sudden we're where we're at today. Also, Ben is here in the studio. He blew my mind because GEMS stands for Jessica, Emily, Sarah Margaret.
Oh, yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's GEMS with a J. Yeah, a lot of people are like, we couldn't find you because they're searching.
We're like,
for...
spell it different.
Also, someone very angrily told us it was misspelled.
Yeah.
When our mutual friend Ben hit me up, you know, he wasn't working the record or anything. He's just friends with this group. And he said, you know, they've been described as sort of a throwback. They could totally fit in and, you know, 1960s Laurel Canyon sort of scene. And I said, I like everything that you're talking about right now. And then heard the record and played it on the air. And we've been getting some pretty good feedback from our listeners whenever we play one of your songs on the air. So hopefully more to come. Again, wearegems.com is the website. It's Gems with a J, playing the Moroccan Lounge on September 17th, Tuesday. Have you played that venue before? It's a good hang.
Yeah, we haven't. We've gone to friend shows. We love it. Yeah. We're so excited to play there for the first time.
Well, hopefully I'll be able to be there as well. I'll be right in the front row in like a bright green American Apparel shirt or
Perfect.
Something. You can't miss me.
Do it.
Bring a sign, please. Poster.
How about another song, if you don't mind? And we're hoping one of these songs is Take Me Back.
Now we're doing Take Me Back.
Your
it's
wish
time.
Is our command.
I can't leave for too long. Too many heads turn if I'm gone. To drive through the night and go everywhere but home. Just you, me, and my car. Nowhere was too far. Horizon lights my mind. Take me back to the time when I jumped to a fling, leave my life far behind. Take me back to a world where the stakes weren't high, we were so tired. Take me back to the life that I left for the night, maybe in the sunshine. Take me back to the time that I think to wait on my mind. Take me back to the time when I jumped to a fling, leave my life far behind. Take me back to the world where the stakes weren't high, we were so tired. Take me back to the life that I left for the night, maybe in the sunshine. Maybe in the sunshine.
Wow, an incredible live rendition of a song that we've heard on the air before. The song's called Take Me Back. That is Gems, live in our studio here on The Independent, 88.5 FM. On your website, there's a number of videos to view, and I think you guys are actually covering a couple songs, which is very cool. What struck me as being very clever and very funny is the video for the song Completely. Who came up with the concept for that? And it seems like you're channeling your inner tween years in the 1990s or something,
oh, yeah.
Right?
That was Miss Jess.
That's a good video.
Yeah.
That was a fun one. Yeah. That was the most fun to do.
It was very fun. I actually studied directing in college and was kind of like, you know what? I can do this. I'm going to write a treatment. And I was like, here's the deal. We all loved the show Pen 15. Mm-hmm. Here's the deal. We're going to make our own Pen 15.
Yeah.
We're going to dress as 12-year-old versions of ourselves, and we're going to be obsessed with JTT, because we all were.
Okay.
And have a really goofy day.
Mm-hmm. Eat ring pops and bugles all day. Like, what's better than that?
And honestly, there's something way more fun about being weirdly obsessed with someone as a 12-year-old than, like, weirdly obsessed as a grown-up. So we're like, let's just make this song less annoying.
It was so fun.
I wonder what JTT is doing now.
Oh, God.
We tried to get him
hopefully
on it,
listening.
You know, cameo.
You know, right? You never know who's listening, I guess.
It's true.
No, but when I first heard your music, I was thinking, man, this is incredibly sophisticated, very smart, very highbrow stuff. And then I watched that video thinking, oh, well, this band doesn't mind, you know, a little tongue-in-cheek and, you know, having fun with themselves.
Yeah. Have you seen High for the Holidays?
No, I have not. Oh, although I know basically what that's about. And if people want to view that video as well, it's up on wearegems.com or I guess your YouTube page as well. You mentioned off the air as we were talking, some of your songwriting sessions or even recording sessions turn into group therapy sometimes. Is that right? And everybody's collaborating as far as what they're bringing to the table musically, right?
Yeah. As three women writing songs together in different walks of life, we come to the table and like have an idea, and like Emily might bring a song and it's from this piece of her life, and then I have kind of a different angle on that but sort of a same through line, and we can hash it out and it can become a gem song in a best case scenario.
Yeah, it's nice because we all get to kind of find the universal truth and also make it personal. So it's been pretty cool just comparing our life journeys and our heartbreaks and our successes, and I think it's kind of what makes the music resonate with so many people.
Right. We're in the position here at this radio station where we could take a chance on a record and get behind artists that we believe in, and it's nice to be able to do a session with this band, Gems, smack dab in the middle of the day, we know that you're listeners of the radio station, and it's nice to hear that some of your friends have heard your music on the air here and have reached out to you to say, oh my gosh, I just heard you on the air. So that makes us feel good as well. And for the listening audience, if you're not a member of 88.5 FM, please help our mission and help our journey and sign up to be a member through 88.5fm.org. So I got the CD here. I got the vinyl. You guys were nice enough to sign it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Of course.
There's a song on here that you wanted to perform that doesn't show up on the record, right?
Yes.
Is this something that you had been sitting on when you recorded the previous stuff, or this is brand new?
No, it's newer than that.
Brand new. We wrote it this summer. We've been writing for our next record, as you would assume we should be doing. And we just really love this song and kind of want to give people a taste of what's to come.
I like that we have the debut. Song. Another group therapy song.
Yes, for sure. Technically, yeah.
Do you have aspirations to go back to the Village Recorder and record the next record?
Oh, yes. It was such a dream.
Absolutely.
That place is like a museum. Mm-hmm. It really is. Mm-hmm. Anyway, without further ado, new music here from Gems, and this is 88.5 FM.
My days could be sunny, my days could be clear. I'm surrounded by beauty, and all I built here is weight in the air, my feet on the earth. You're dark in the distance, I try not to stare. Just the weather, bound to blow away. He's just the weather, changes by the day. I study the motion, I tracked all the moves, but there's
Yes, yes, brilliantly done. That's live music from Gems. It's important to note that it's Gems with a J here on The Independent, 88.5 FM and 88.5fm.org. Again, the Moroccan Lounge, downtown L.A., September 17th, which is, I guess, next Tuesday. And then we'll be following you no matter what you do. And hopefully the next time around, next record comes out, you could come back and make another visit here.
Without a doubt.
Right on. It was a pleasure to meet you. Incredible songwriting trio, and your band is fantastic as well.
Agreed.
This is 88.5 FM. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having us.